Hello, this is Takeoff for Monday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. US regulators approved 10 of Apple's 15 tariff exemptions requests. Some of the exemptions apply to parts Apple imports from manufacturing in Texas. The decision will likely lower the cost of US manufacturing for Apple and others. For example, small PC gaming companies that import systems components from China for assembly in the United States. Huawei reportedly partners with China Mobile to pursue Brazilian carrier Oi, which filed for bankruptcy 3 years ago. Oi, Latin America's largest fixed-line carrier, reportedly has held preliminary talks with AT&T and an unnamed Chinese carrier. Cryptocurrency extortion scheme reportedly targets Seattle-based StormX, which offers users cryptocurrency rewards for trying new products. Authorities announced the arrest of two individuals, one an attorney, on charges they threatened to destroy an unnamed startup if not pay millions in cryptocurrency. CryptoSlate identified the startup as StormX. When GeekWire contacted StormX founder Simon Yu, he said he had been asked not to comment on a Department of Justice investigation. One of the men convicted for his role in the 2015 TalkTalk data breach, Elliot Gunton, now faces charges for his alleged involvement in the 2017 hack of cryptocurrency exchange EtherDelta. Gunton and another man allegedly hijacked EtherDelta CEO phone and email accounts to circumvent two-factor authentication protection for EtherDelta's Cloudflare account. They reportedly redirected user traffic to a clone site to collect credentials to steal user funds. Google completes the takeover of the health division of DeepMind. Google acquired DeepMind in 2014, reportedly for $15 million. DeepMind has served the UK's National Health Service, accessing patient data for task management and AI-powered predictive healthcare research. NHS Trust debated transferring contracts and health data to Google. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.